Good evening, this is La Brava here with my co-host Tara, bringing you La Onda's monthly Tierra Alerta report, dedicated to defending and healing the Mother Earth.
Well, Brava, tonight we are joined by Linda Seeley from Mothers for Peace. And, you know, the Diablo nuclear power plant is on a bunch of different earthquake fault lines, and PG&E, who runs the plant, is considering seismic testing, and there's a marine sanctuary out there. Unfortunately, the seismic testing can hurt and harm marine life severely, and so a whole bunch of whales, humpback whales, have showed up out there, Brava. So we have Linda Seeley from Mothers for Peace on the line to discuss this with us.
Linda, good evening. How are you?
Hi, it's great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, this is La Brava, and I'm here with Tara. And so you have been working on this for a while now, huh?
Mothers for Peace has been the legal intervener against Diablo Canyon since 1973.
So, goodness.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm. So why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about Diablo Canyon, you know, because I don't know. Okay. I'm sure our listeners are aware of it. But and also let us know what is the latest going on now.
Okay. There's a lot going on. Diablo Canyon is one of two nuclear power plants. Well, San Onofre down in Orange County is currently shut down. I think you know that because they had a radioactive leak from their steam generators. So both of those units are closed down right now. So the only active nuke plant in California right now is Diablo Canyon. Unfortunately, Diablo Canyon is built on an intersection of at least 13 earthquake faults.
13? Oh, that's incredible.
That we know about. One of them, called the Diablo Cove Fault, which has never really been investigated, runs directly under the reactor vessel of Unit 1, which is of a great concern to the Mothers for Peace and other groups in our area. So what happened was that we have a state senator here named Sam Blakesley, who is a PhD geologist, and he has had very, very strong concerns about Diablo Canyon and the 6 million pounds of highly radioactive waste that are stored there on this intersection of all these earthquake faults.
So, Linda, let me just interrupt you. So you're talking about the 6 million pounds of radioactive waste. And is that in open, what kind of storage containers is it? Is it open basins? How is it contained?
Yeah. Most of it is in open two open pools. Some of it has been transferred into what they call dry cask storage, which is a safer method. But the PG&E and all utility companies actually are reluctant to do this transfer into the hardened storage because it's expensive. So they drag their feet on that. And currently, we have two spent, that it's the misnomer is spent fuel. It's actually highly radioactive used fuel rods that are stored in water with a great deal of boric acid added to it to keep it cool. And those storage ponds are packed at four times their original design configuration.
Wow. So they've four times
they've reconfigured those so that they can pack more of these spent fuel rods into there.
Linda Seeley, just to also connect with our listeners, you know, one of the issues in Fukushima was not just the reactors, but also these open pits and that burning that happens as well. And so I think, you know, for our listeners out there, and, you know, when there are earthquakes or disasters in nuclear power plants, it's not just the reactors that can have a meltdown, but also this waste that's all around that, as you're saying, is four times the limit that it was built for is being there.
Right. And if there were a loss of the water is what keeps it from having a fission reaction. So if, say, there was a bad earthquake and the pools, which are built into the earth, if they cracked if there were cracks in them, and the water came out, the very radioactive water drained out, those rods would be sitting there, and they would catch on fire because when they're exposed to oxygen, they ignite. So it's an extremely dangerous situation.
Linda, this is La Brava. Sorry to interrupt. I remember when they were talking about building the plant, and there was a lot of people trying to shut it down. Just for our listeners, real quick, how old is the plant at Diablo Canyon, and how big an earthquake was it designed to withstand?
Well, it was started in 1969. Mothers for Peace was able to legally intervene and halt the opening of it, actually, until 1984. And then in 1984, Unit 1 opened. So it's been operating since then. But remember, the parts and the concrete and all that stuff are from 1969. So that's very, very old. And concrete, when it's exposed to radioactivity, becomes embrittled, and so does piping. So there are miles and miles and miles of piping underground that are not, they're not able to actually visually inspect. And so we don't know the condition of that underground piping at this point. Also, what was your other question?
I just wanted to know about how big an earthquake Diablo Canyon was designed to withstand.
Right. They say that it was designed to withstand the 7.5 for the reactor building. That does not take into account the spent fuel pools, however. It's only the reactor containment that supposedly is built to withstand the 7.5. But like I said, there's deterioration and damage that's done every single day to those reactor buildings.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, so it's, who knows?
And Linda Seeley, I know that Mothers for Peace has been really active in. Obviously, there is no safe way to produce nuclear power, but I know that your group has been working really hard to hold PG&E accountable and to get seismic testing, and so that, you know, there is more knowledge around this and more information. And so I know that it's sort of a double-edged sword now that the seismic testing that is being planned is in a marine sanctuary. It has all this impact to the marine life. And so talk to us a little bit about, you know, and now, of course, many of our listeners might know that there have been hundreds of humpback whales that are in the area now, really making a visible statement, it appears, sort of against this seismic testing. And, you know, hundreds of people have been out protesting the seismic testing. So let's talk a little bit about how, you know, this is complicated in terms of the path forward.
That's right. It's a Sophie's choice, basically. You know, there is no good solution to it, except what we're advocating for, along with all the other environmental groups in the area, is to stop and get there. They want to start this seismic testing in October. And PG&E wants to. The licenses do not expire till 2024 and 2025 for Unit 1 and Unit 2. They do not have to do it in October, number one. So stop and take a deep breath and look for a different form of testing that is not going to kill the sea life. I mean, it's like having to make a choice. You know, first of all, we know that there are tons of earthquake faults around Diablo. The one earthquake fault that runs directly under the Unit 1 power plant, the Diablo Cove fault, is not included in this study for some insane reason. And there has been a great deal of testimony at the California Public Utilities Commission about what we already know about the seismology around it. And what we are advocating for is to just wait, get and do some very deep study about how we can find out more information about the faults, and if nothing is available to invest as that will tell us about the faults, well, maybe we already know as much as we need to know. We know that they're there, and we know that every day they're producing more and more radioactive waste with nowhere to put it. So it would be much safer for the world if we would just shut down the plant and move the spent fuel, the spent fuel that's eligible to be moved, into the hardened dry cask storage, and call it a day on that. And then it'll take another, 300-400 years to dismantle the plant and to take care of the waste that's already there. So about the whales. Personally, this isn't a Mothers for Peace position. I know they came to tell us. We never have humpback whales coming right into our ports and harbors. And down in Avila Beach, where the plant is, that's where they've really been congregating. And there have been so many of them. It is just astounding. I've lived here for 32 years, and this has never happened before. And so, if we realize that we are connected on a very deep level with our relatives in the ocean, we know that they can help us, and they can bring awareness to this whole situation. If it weren't for the whales, there wouldn't have been 500 people out there protesting this weekend. But the whales brought the people out. The whales have brought the issue to public consciousness. And we are very grateful to the whales for doing this, because I'll tell you, it's the only way that it could have happened. Articles in the newspaper and all this stuff, people wouldn't have paid attention. But this got people's attention.
And Linda Seely, we just have a few more minutes. And in our last few minutes, you talked about really the, in terms of the choices between whether they do seismic testing or not, or and the impact on the wildlife, and really the fundamental issue is the need to shut down the nuclear power plant, that the waste is not safe, that the reactors are not safe. How can people get involved in this movement? And, San Onofre is shut down right now. I know that's a temporary shutdown, but how are people moving to make this permanent, and what can people do to follow the calling of the whales right now that are gathering in the ocean and really bringing this to our attention?
There's a Facebook page, Stop the Seismic Testing, and they can go to that. Please go to our Mothers for Peace Facebook page. Also, another thing is that the National Sierra Club is mounting a national effort to shut down nukes. And so if your listeners are members of their local Sierra clubs, they should join the activist network on the Sierra Club website and get involved that way. Also, I don't know about it yet, but I would assume if you go to the Stop the Seismic Testing web or Facebook page, there's probably going to be another action pretty soon. And I would suggest that people come down for it. Come down from the Bay Area. The more people who show up, the better. Now, I want to remind you of one thing. There's an order from the state legislature to assess the seismic issues around both Diablo Canyon and San Onofre. So this is an order of the California legislature. So it has to be done. They have to be assessed. What we're concerned about is the method that they're using for the assessment. Mm-hmm. And what we are demanding is that they wait, they stop, they take another look at it, and not start out with this lethally. They're doing that. It's 230 decibels, which is about the equivalent of standing next to a 747 during takeoff. And that it's that loud. They're planning to set that off every 43 seconds, no, every 63 seconds around the clock for 30 days straight.
Mom.
Wow. And that sound travels hundreds of miles. And so, there, you know, people say, oh, the fish will swim away. They'll get out of the way. Well, a lot of them can't. And it also affects the larva. It affects the developmental changes in fish larva and crustacean larva. It also, the seals don't go away. The sea otters don't go away. And there are 30% of all of the whales in the world travel up the California coastline. I never knew that before this. There is a huge number of whales that we never see that are out in the ocean that are traveling up and down north to south along this ocean. So the effects, the cumulative effects on the sea life are just horrendous. And it's like it's a no-win. We, you know, like even if we don't find, and we don't even know what they'll find out if they complete all the testing. They can't predict. Nobody can ever predict when an earthquake will happen, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you so much, Linda. We have to leave it there, but I want to thank you for all your work and for the work of Mothers for Peace, and we'll continue to follow this.